Two bills that have been of particular interest to the arts community were introduced in the House and Senate this week. Wendy Hassan, the executive director of Cache Valley Center for the Arts, has been following the bills closely.
One is protecting the original ticket sellers, so ticket resellers have to be clear that it's a resale and that tickets might be more than the face value. And then the other legislation requires that anyone who does an event give tickets that are resellable so that you can't restrict how those are then traded and sold after they've made the original purchase.
The first, House Bill 128, would require individuals who resell tickets to include an itemized breakdown of the price of each ticket. This would help protect buyers who may be new to the process, says Hassan.
We have had some personal experience with that. We've had some audience members be fooled into thinking that they're purchasing tickets and bought tickets at 3 to 4 times the top ticket price for the back row in a theater that is not even close to sold out. And that's predatory.
Currently, ticket sellers in Utah do not have to disclose if they are part of the event host organization, which means they could be working remotely to scam unsuspecting buyers by increasing the ticket price. House Bill 128 was introduced on Monday and did not pass in the House. However, the second piece of legislation is still active. Senate Bill 69 has been passed in the Senate and was introduced in the House on Tuesday. A vote remains to be had. In the meantime, Hassan says, although it is a complicated issue, many organizations are working to combat the issue of reselling. Her best advice, be informed and buy from a trusted source. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rihanna Gale.